So let me record this while I'm thinking about it. I need to change the way I talk. I realize I need to change the way I talk because I talk in like short spurts and I go to the next spurt, but it needs to be more of a flow. But anyway, it is what it is for now. So somebody sent me an email about the cut, turn, union, flow just now, and I was thinking about if a person follows that path and they go down that path long enough and they look at enough words, they'll actually start to see that those four words, cut, turn, union, flow, go back to the cross. And what Jesus did at the cross is to cut us. We were a piece cut off, being cut back in, to turn us, to bend us back, to union us back to God through Jesus, to, T-W-O is together. And then flow goes back to the blood flow. And flow also goes back to the discourse out of your mouth. It goes back to the currency flow between the bankers. And it goes back to the current flowing between the banks. And it goes back to flow. And the word flow also means continue. And to continue also means to stand, which is a Janus word. How can continue and stand be the same word? Because the Bible says, occupy till I return. You're standing your post. You're continuing in your post. In order to really grasp the depth of what I'm saying, you got to know your Bible. You got to rightly divide it. You got to be able to pull verses out with your mind. It's from Him, through Him, and to Him, right? Iron sharpens iron. Nothing new under the sun. You got to be able to quote these verses in your mind. You got to be able to put all the data points together. So when you put all the data points together and realize at the cross, you see cut, turn, union, and flow. Those are the four root words. And what happened at that point? That's the nexus point. That's where everything unfolds. That's where everything unfurls. That's where everything is actually being sustained. Without the cross, without the blood covering, without the typology, this place couldn't exist. So everything that you're doing has a typology, and that means it's a type. And if it's a type, that means we're in a book. It's like a cartoon, 3D cartoon compared to 5D. This is a book. You're in a series. You're in a sequence. You're in a book. You're in a created system. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. So you want to leave 3D land and rise up to 5D. And the way you do it is believe on Jesus, receive Christ, receive the Word into your heart. Jesus is the Word. He spoke it all into existence. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you speak, you're revealing your character, right? Out of your heart reveals your character through your thought process, and then you speak it. It comes from your heart, through your mind, out of your mouth. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So as you are speaking, you're revealing your heart. And that's why it says, the Bible says, God's word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So God's word can divide the heart. It can reach down. It's like a two-edged sword. It's more powerful than a nuclear bomb because it can get down to your heart. If nuclear bombs even exist. But anyway, we know bombs exist. It's more powerful than a bomb. But anyway, long story short, if you take and you unfold those words long enough, you will eventually see the hologram. You will eventually see the fractal hologram. And you will eventually see that we're outside of time, really. Time only exists for the flesh mind to be cut back in. And so when you really unfold those four words and really meditate and see how it applies everywhere at all time, then you realize you're not really moving. As you take a step, you're teleporting. You're not really moving. Time doesn't exist. Everything's the now. If the hologram is moving around you, these solid objects, because I had the question, I thought, well, if we're in a hologram, and that's what it says by breaking the words into parts, how can these objects be solid in the hologram? Well, they have their identity, SOLID. And I'm pretty sure SOL means whole. Let me look it up on the computer real quick, make sure I'm not speaking. But a solid object is continuing. It's just like a tree is solid, right? And so if you break a word into parts and you see what SOL stands for, let's see what it stands for. Yeah, whole. SOL is whole. And so if you're whole, you continue, you stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. So when you're in your proper standing, your identity, S-O-L-I-D, you're a steady fixture in the hologram. And what is your identity? What when you unfold your identity, what are you? You're the greatest among you is a servant. You're a servant. You love your neighbors yourself. Agape love. You don't want to see anybody go to hell. The Bible says love your enemy. So when you have your identity in Christ, if you have your identity in Christ, you're solid in your faith, you're solid in truth, you're solid everywhere you look, the person says they're solid. Do yourself a solid, I heard somebody say one time. You're solid if you're rightly divided, and if you're thinking right, if you're believing right, if you're walking right, you're solid. And if you're solid, you're going to endure in this holographic experience, just like that tree out there or that house. But it has to be useful. It has to be beneficial. And a person who's not beneficial to anything or anybody, this is why it's good to work a job where you can serve people. A person who's not beneficial, they're going to be removed from the hologram. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. What does that mean, fruitful? Reproduction. Reproduce. And it does. And I'm not talking about necessarily human reproduction. I'm talking about reproduction, whether it's a movie, whether it's a song, whether it's an industry, whether it's a product, whether it's whatever it is, you're reproducing. A blog, a vlog. You know, women might not, the Bible might be against women preachers, but women can reproduce. They can talk and they can share the gospel. Just doesn't mean they're a preacher, but they can, I know there's a lot of women out there who see deeper than the pastors. I know that. I know that for a fact. There's some women out there that really can think deep. And they know more than most pastors, but that's beside the point. God has an order. Christ and His church is the order. The types and shadows are clear. And so the stability in the hologram means you continue. It's a continuance, which goes back to word flow. Because you continue in a state, you're just flowing in the truth, you know. But anyway, long story short, if you take and unfold those words long enough and really meditate on it, how it applies to everything, whether it's this chair, this fan, a car, a basket, eating. When you eat, you cut the food, you turn it over. It becomes a part of you, gives you energy to flow. Everything. The key in your car, put it in ignition, split the... go. It's a split, you turn it. It fires up, then the car flows, you know. Union, the pistons and everything's in union, you know. And the gas burns up. And also, you know, it's to burn up. So there is an additional thing, but it's really just not a word. It's just dying daily. Because when the liquid gas burns up, it turns into a vapor. That's your spiritual power. So when you die to self, die to your own understanding, die to your own will, and do God's will, you're burning up. And that's your power. That's your spiritual power. The energy of the flesh is totally ridiculous. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. Only God can really exalt a person or raise a person or sustain a person or keep a person in the process. But you have to be in agreement with him and step into that path, step into that way. Jesus is the way. You step into that way of thinking and that path, and you will continue in the hologram, because it's a book. It's a story. Why do you think it says these things that were written of old were for your admonition? Why were they written down? The stories that you read of the Old Testament and the early church, you're actually reading about real people, and the story's been written about you. There's watchers watching you. It's for real, people. You're in a book. You're in a 3D book. You're in the 3D version of the Bible. And everything that happened in Genesis 3 is happening now. Everything that happened in Genesis 4 is happening now. It's a series. It's a compilation. It is a culmination of the ages where God is revealing Jesus in all things. In him we live and breathe and have our being. He sustains. By him all things consist. C-O-N-S-I-S-T. So everything consists through the cross. The letter T is the cross. So everything, the body, it's all about the body of Christ. The created order, the material realm, typifies Christ and his body at every level. And I've talked about it. I did a lot of videos. And, you know, I've talked about it so much, I wouldn't call it boring, but I've said it 1,000 times, and it's hard, knowing that I lost the videos, that's fine. I have to reproduce it, but I want to reproduce it in a professional way, throw it up on some, podcast, just let it sit there. And also I want to do some DVDs and put this information on DVD. I didn't get to download my books Mystery School playlist. That's the saddest part, because I had some deep stuff in there, but it's really, a lot of that stuff points just to the fact that if you look at a piece of pizza, right, no matter what part of the pizza you taste, it all tastes the same. And so a slice of the pizza tastes the same as the rest. So when you look around you, everything looks different, but it still tastes the same. In other words, an object might look different than another object, but all the objects came from the same source. And so when you go through a line at the cafeteria, you got beans, you got green beans, you got pinto beans, you got meat, you got carrots, you got corn, you got all this different food. It seems different. The reason it's like that is because it reveals that in Christ all things are new. And it's not boring. God's creation is not boring. I mean, when you get down to the root, it seems boring. When you realize cut, tune, union, and flow, it seems boring. But everything unfolds from that. And so then you move outside of time in your thinking, and then it becomes eternal. And you say, well, wait a minute, it is boring. Everything's just the same. Everything's a repeat. It could look boring. Oh, that's because you got to go to the next level. And the next level is you realize everything's a worship service. And so then the born reveals that it's really not born. You were created to worship God. And you should, and God is not going to ask you to do something you don't enjoy. I mean, really. So he's going to give you a spiritual gift that you enjoy. And so that's what's happening. I got something in my, piece of glass or something in my foot. So I got to work on this problem here. But God's going to give you something you enjoy. And it's not boring. And if you get bored, ask him to give you something else to do. He'll do it. But you got to ask, whatever you do, you got to ask in faith, because a double-minded man's unstable in all his way, and God won't answer that. You got to have faith. If you really want to know the truth, you got to believe that God's going to give you the truth. I don't know what happened, but I got a little splinter or something going on. And so, long story short, if you keep digging, eventually you will see the hologram. You will see we're in a 3D version of the Bible. You will see that there's nothing new under the sun. And you will eventually see that it's a praise and worship service. And that's it. And so everything that we're doing is moving us towards that culmination that Jesus has revealed in all things. And praise and worship is why you were created. That's what's happening. And it's really an amazing process, to be honest. It's really an amazing process.